Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
It's the OFM Business Hour powered by Standard Bank Business Banking. Tonight I'm speaking to Annette Devenish from Infection Protection Products regarding how businesses can better protect their staff from an outbreak of COVID-19 in the workplace. Good evening, Annette. From your experience in this particular industry, do you think that South African businesses are doing enough to curb the spread of COVID-19 in the workplace?
I think South African businesses are trying very, very hard. I think a lot of people have now got COVID fatigue, but I think they have tried very hard. And it's been quite incredible to see how many businesses in South Africa have allowed for remote working. It's encouraging to see that South African businesses are trying very hard to supply sanitizers to all their staff members. It is quite a difficult thing out there, depending on the industry that they're in. But I think on the whole, South African businesses are trying very, very hard to protect their staff.
What are some of the most overlooked aspects of health and safety measures pertaining to COVID-19 in the workplace?
I think in terms of health and safety in the workplace, a lot of the time there are little things that are overlooked that can make a huge difference, such as not staggering staff lunch times, tea times, because you can have all the PPE in place and all the protocols in place while people are actually working. But you've got to help protect your staff when they're not working. So provide your staff with masks. And when I say masks, a clean new mask every day. If you are going to opt for the fabric masks, make sure that they've got more than one and that they are washed and cleaned every day, because the transmission is not only going to happen at work. So it's all fine and well putting on all the protocols at work and distancing everybody at work and making them wear masks and sanitizers at work. But we need to ensure that when our staff go home, when they jump on public transport, that they are protected and they know what to do. So there's a huge educational aspect that needs to go with that. So I think from the responsibility of the employer is to communicate things like that with their staff members, so that they protect themselves at work and at home. Because there's no point in them protecting them at work and then they jump onto public transport and they haven't got a proper mask or they haven't got sanitizers to use at home. So I do think that that is one of the biggest risk factors with staff and with businesses.
You know, with regards to the sanitization that happens at many buildings, etc., daily, however many times businesses decide to do so, is that meant to be done by a professional, or is the advice that it can be done by literally anyone who's an employee who offers to do so, or is there a particular rule with regards to the sanitization of workspaces, either after a case has been reported or just in general?
I think sadly, fear has driven a lot of businesses to bring in things like foggers and bring in outside companies to clean and to sanitize. The basics actually need to apply here. Good old-fashioned cleaning with soap and water, followed by a sanitizer just to give you peace of mind. That needs to be instilled in the workplace and should be done by workers in the workplace. I don't believe you should be getting outside people to do that, because when you are reliant on an outside company to come in and do that for you, you're possibly not doing it as often as you should be. So we all in the workplace should be responsible for that constant cleaning and sanitizing our workplaces. So I think it should be done internally. And I also don't think we should be using expensive detergents and expensive products. We need to go right back to basics. We all know that COVID gets killed by soap and water. So even after you've had somebody in the workplace, we need to ensure that we've cleaned it properly and cleaned it with a detergent and just a good proper wash. The other thing where we're incredibly lucky in South Africa is we can open doors and windows. Ventilation is key, especially after you've had a COVID case. We are not sitting in a situation where we are cold. We can open doors, we can open windows, we can get fresh air in there. Our atmosphere has got ozone. Ozone is one of the best ways of purifying the atmosphere. That is how nature does it. So we need to go right back to the basics and just basic cleaning and making it the responsibility of everybody.
What other things should businesses be cognizant of with regards to not just COVID in the workspace, but just with regards to health and safety protocols?
I think when it comes to health and safety protocols, what is important is to basically do a risk assessment and to look at the business as a whole and to look at the microcosms of the business and to analyze it in terms of medium, low, and high risk. Once you've actually looked at what somebody does in the workplace, how close they are to their fellow worker, how much risk is involved, you can then put in the necessary protocols for that particular area and for that particular amount of work that they're doing. So obviously, if you've got somebody that's in contact with the public all the time, you're going to put screens in place. You may enforce the fact that they are sanitizing every single time they come into contact with a public person or somebody from the outside. If they're very low risk and they're working on their own in an office, then your health and safety protocols in that instance would be a lot lower. So it's very difficult to do it broadly. You actually have to do it case by case. And I go back to the basics. We just need to go back to wearing masks, making sure your masks are clean. One of the things that I find in businesses, they're not issuing a new mask every day. We need to make sure that we are doing those very basic steps and educating. So, yeah, I'd say risk assessments in terms of health and safety is critical.
Some key takeaways from my sit-down with Annette. Stick to the basics when it comes to cleaning workplace surfaces and remember your workplace risk assessment. To listen to my conversation with Annette Devenish again, head on over to ofm.co.za. That's where you'll find the podcast under the business section.
Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.